If your daughter was a boy, I would be the first to congratulate you, and I myself would urge you not to spare any expense so that her talent be allowed to prosper, mature, and develop.
But an audio excerpt from Karolina Swietla's diary describing the reaction of her teacher to her first literary attempts is one of the highlights of the educational trail dedicated to the famous 19th century Czech author, leading through the picturesque landscape around the Ještěd mountain, which was the main source of inspiration for her works. It offers visitors a vivid picture of Swietla's life and work. I spoke to one of its founders, Teresa Bruchová, about the trail as well as the upcoming festival, but I first asked her how Karolina Swietla, who was born in Prague, formed a strong bond to the region of Podještědí.
So Karolina Swietla, at that time actually known under her maiden name Johanna Rotová, probably didn't know much about the Ještěd region until when she was 13, which was the age when her family hired a piano teacher, Petr Mužák, who comes from Podještědí, and through him she got to know this area. He later became her husband and took her for summer to his village where he was born, to Swietla, and that's where she consequently spent about 35 summers.
Also, she was brought up in a German-speaking environment, so was it her husband who introduced her to Czech culture?
I have to say that her father was speaking Czech with Johanna, and he was also very patriotic, and he was taking her for trips around Prague to Stromovka and to Jelení Příkop and to Vyšehrad, and he was talking with her about the Czech past, and she was very excited about that. Unfortunately, she did not have a Czech teacher, and she had to go also to a German school. So her first literary beginnings were actually in German, because she wasn't able to express herself in Czech. That changed later, also thanks to her future husband, who really introduced her to Czech poetry and Czech patriotic circles.
You also mentioned that her husband brought her to a village called Swietla. I guess that's how she came up with her pen name.
Exactly. In the year 1858, her first literary piece was published in Almanach Mai, published by Vítězslav Hálek, and she was asked to come up with a pen name. So she had to switch from Johanna, at that time Mužáková, married to Petr Mužák, and she took the last name Swietla from the village of her husband's origin, where they were going for the summers, and that was really the main source of her inspiration. And the first name, Karolina, comes from her niece, which was born the same year as Karolina's daughter, Boženka, who unfortunately passed away.
How was Karolina Swietla regarded by the local people? Did she blend in with the locals?
That is a very good question. At the very beginnings, she was, of course, observed very closely. However, because she was married to a local and because she also knew how to blend in, she was then perceived very well. And people shared local stories with her and trusted her and really embraced her presence. She, for example, writes in her journals that she would always switch her dress code to the local shorter dresses and more comfortable tops so she could move around more swiftly rather than being stuck in those big skirts that people were wearing in Prague. So she also kind of really did a step forward to reach out to the people also physically in the way she looked and the way she dressed.
Your civic association Footprints in the Landscape last year set up an educational trail, as you say in your own words, to support public perception of the landscape as a space where literary and historic footprints have been left. Why did you choose Karolina Swietla of all people to represent this region?
Our civic association resides in Swietla, and we are all pretty much from the area. And Karolina Swietla is an amazing figure who is known mainly by locals. However, her presence in the landscape wasn't very vivid. And we really felt the urge from early on, from our high school years, that we would like to make her more present for people. And finally, we were able to discover a grant that we could connect with our wishes, and it worked out.
What can the visitors see on the 7.5-kilometer trail?
The educational trail is about 7.5 kilometers long circle that starts and ends by the church in Swietla. under Jeshtjed. Most of the circle is on paved roads, so you can also bring a stroller or you can use even a bicycle or a car. Only up to a rock dweller's place, which is a rocky place in a hill, you do have to walk on foot. What can you see on the trail? If you don't have much time, I recommend at least stopping by first and second stop, because those have not only educational boards with writing, they also have amazing benches that you can sit on. Those benches are basically half bench, half sculpture. One is right next to the church. It's the forest maiden, Lesni Pana. And the other one is rather more educational, and it's a bench with faces of six women. One of them is Karolina Svetla, and all the others are female writers of 19th century who were all connected by the idea of using Czech language as a literary language, and they were all fighting for the women's rights.
And then there are also, at least at some of the stops, there are also audio recordings where you can hear samples of Karolina Svetla's novels. Can you tell me more about that?
I definitely recommend whoever's coming to bring, if they have a smartphone, because at three different stops, you can listen to their interesting audio recordings in English. There are altogether 18 Czech ones, and then we have three English and three German ones narrated by professional speakers. And one of the stops reveals what the reaction of Karolina Svetla's teacher was when he found her literary attempts. And it was very, very discouraging to her. He talked to her parents, saying that if she was a boy, he would congratulate them. However, because she was a girl, they had to take measures and take away literature from her, because she would never manage to find true happiness and true satisfaction in life if she continued down this path.
Getting back to the educational trail, it was established last year and it started with a grand happening here in Prague, which also involved reading of a letter which Svetla addressed to Jan Neruda, but he never received that letter. Can you tell me more about that?
Before the official opening in Svetla, we had a big happening in Prague where we started at the statue of Karolina Svetla at Karlovo Náměstí, and then we had a festive march to the statue of Jan Neruda at Petrín. This was basically a physical connection between two people that we made by this chain of people that walked the path, which symbolized the relationship that once existed between Svetla and Neruda, and which was abruptly finished because Petr Mužák, husband of Svetla, has discovered letters that Neruda was sending to Svetla. Svetla eventually had to burn those letters and basically completely finish that relationship that she had with Neruda. She did write a farewell letter to him, however, that was never delivered, which she never knew that it was not delivered, and Neruda never knew that there was a letter that she wrote. So we felt the urge to tell him. And if you were there, you could see that the statue actually lifted the corners of his mouth and he did actually smile a little bit.
In less than a week, you will hold the Karolina Svetla Festival. What will be on the program?
The first open-air festival that we're holding in less than a week will actually be the official unveiling or opening of our outdoor public library that will be placed next to the church of St. Nicholas in Svetla. The next very interesting piece on the program will be a show by a local folk group of women and men called Horačky, which you could translate as the Mountaineers, and they will be dressed all in the local costumes, and there will be a lot of singing and a lot of dancing, and it will be a particular program that will lead people through some traditions of the area. We will also include a reading by a famous Liberec actress, Markéta Talerová. She will transfer herself into Karolina Svetla and read from her journals and from her letters. That will be a program that will be held indoor next to the church. And we will finish with a concert of a local singing group from Osečná, Kanzoneta. And the whole time in the afternoon, there will be food and drinks available, as well as an interesting program.
You also organized a public collection of Karolina Svetla's books. How many did you manage to get together?
We did a public call for books that people would donate to this open public little library, and we were hoping for a couple dozen books, and we were very nicely surprised by the echo that we received from people, by the feedback. So far, we have close to 100 books. However, we are not quite sure exactly what we will do with rather valuable pieces, because the concept of the free public library is very trusting and very open to people, and we might store some of the more valuable pieces at the local school for people to be able to borrow those from there. Otherwise, the library will be loaded with books that are including Svetla's work, as well as literature about Svetla and some books with her correspondence. So it really will be a wide spectrum of literature regarding circling around Svetla.
And that will be available throughout the whole year, not only during the festival.
Exactly. This public library will be open 365 days a year, and of course it is intended mainly for the visitors of the educational trail. However, also the local people or whoever comes is welcome to take a peek in those books, take them along, read them on the benches that are out there around the educational trail, even take them home and replace them with some other ones, or read them at home and then bring them back. We are just kindly asking people to be returning the books to the library.
Finally, how would you say Svetla is perceived today, and is she well known to people who don't live in the region?
It really varies who you approach regarding the knowledge of Svetla's work. She is really known to people in the Ještěd area. However, the further you get from here, the smaller the awareness of her writings. And it is also a little bit, I would say, the curse of the language. Because the literary works of Svetla are, of course, over 150 years old, the language might be getting a little bit distant for today's students. That's why we have included the audio recordings. And that's why we, for example, asked Jara Švédík, the author of the movie Alois Nebo, to help us create a comic of part of her famous village novel. And those are all the means we're trying to use to find the right language or the right way to connect with today's students. Because her works are amazing. Her books are amazing. They are antique dramas of Ještěd area. And it is a pity should they stay hidden behind the language barrier to today's students.